pretty busy on the farm here.
Mm-hmm. You need a Bible, and you read a Bible.
Yes, I do.
And the newspapers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's begin by having you describe the first house you remember living in.
Well, the first house was a four-room house. Located at the depot in Greenville.
I know where that is. Mm-hmm. How many, what were the rooms called? Said four rooms.
Well, let's see. I don't remember that we ever called them. The kitchen and dining room and the front room, they called the front room. Mm-hmm. Had two front rooms used for bedrooms.
Mm-hmm. Where did you entertain the guests?
Well, the front room. Mm-hmm. We had an extra bed in the front room, I guess.
Did you have a fireplace?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Would you describe the fireplace, please?
Well, it was to burn coal. Mm-hmm.
How deep was it?
Well, it was just a conventional, I'd say about 20 inch grate, 18 or 20 inch coal grate.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the area of the fireplace in front? Same height as the floor in front of the fireplace.
Yeah, the hearth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what do you call these things that are stuck in? You put, if it was a wood fireplace, you put the wood on these pieces of metal.
Yeah, now, we had out here where I live now, wood fireplace.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call those things you lay the wood?
And irons.
Ever hear them call anything else?
No.
How did you make a fire with wood? What did you do first?
Well, first you build a small fire and then lay your logs on there.
Mm-hmm. What did you build a small fire off with?
Kindling.
Mm-hmm. What kind of wood was kindling?
Well, you'd find a piece that would split, and you'd split up a stick into smaller pieces.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever use wood from a special tree, like the hickory tree?
Ash split good.
Mm-hmm.
Hickory.
Mm-hmm. What'd you call the big log that you put in the back? You built a fire around it.
Back log. Mm-hmm.
What was on top of the fireplace in front?
Mantle.
And what do you have on the mantle? What do you remember seeing on the mantle?
Well, there'd be some vases and a few little ornaments and a clock.
Mm-hmm. Now, when the fireplace got dirty, how'd you clean it?
I'll just take a rag, wipe it off.
Mm-hmm. How about where the smoke goes? Has that got too dirty?
Well, it never. You mean the soot? Uh-huh. That they never had to clean it.
Uh-huh. Well, the soot would be burned out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, where'd you call the place where the smoke goes up?
Chimney.
Mm-hmm. And what'd you call the, what was left of the wood after it was all burned up?
Ash.
Mm-hmm. And how'd you clean those out?
With a shovel.
Mm-hmm. Put it in a bucket?
In a bucket.
Mm-hmm. And then what'd you do with the ashes?
Well, they'd usually put them in a pile in the yard or make a wall if it it was better than keep you out of the mud, son. Mm-hmm.
Now, would you describe, say, one of the living rooms, one of the front rooms.